From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump is replacing his national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, with John Bolton, George Mason University scholar Jeremy Mayer.
I think this is major, and I think I would put it in the same category as Tillerson being moved out, because Tillerson and McMaster, while they didn't seem to have a strong relationship, were often on the same page when it came to things like the Iran deal. It's no secret that President Trump has wanted to tear that deal up since his first day in office. And people like McMaster and Tillerson have been fighting a desperate fight to keep Trump from doing that. Well, both of them are now gone.
Bolton is regarded as a hardliner and interventionist on matters of foreign policy and defense. He has recently advocated for pulling out of the nuclear deal with Iran and for carrying out a first strike on North Korea. Also in the news, China is urging the United States to pull back from the brink as President Trump's plans for tariffs on the Chinese goods brings the world's two largest economies closer to a trade war. Reuters' Sarah Hemranjani reporting.
The U.S. president is planning on $60 billion in tariffs to punish Beijing for trade policies he calls unfair. It would be Trump's second major trade action. That's after he activated taxes on imported steel and aluminium. But Beijing isn't taking this lying down, issuing a warning for Washington. Officials say the country isn't aiming to be in a trade war, but, quote, is not afraid of engaging in one. And to back up the tough talk, Beijing says it will now slap tariffs on $3 billion of U.S. imports. And there may be more on the way. It may seem like an arbitrary list, but those measures will likely hurt American farmers, both in states with strong Trump support in the U.S. heartland, as well as California.
Reuters' Sarah Hemranjani. This is VOA News. More than 1,500 Syrian rebel fighters, their families evacuating a town in the besieged Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta as the army moves closer to recapturing the entire capital. Rebel officials say they had expected the evacuation to last for several days and will leave just two other eastern Ghouta enclaves in opposition control. Evacuation deal was brokered by Russia and worked out between Syrian rebels and the government. President Trump says he would like to testify before the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. He said so during an encounter with reporters at the White House on Thursday.
Mr. President, would you still like to testify to special counsel Robert Mueller, sir?
Thank you.
I would like to.
When do you think that would happen?
Today, Mr. President.
He said yes.
Mr. Trump's comment came shortly after John Dowd, his lead lawyer in the Russia investigation, resigned amid a shakeup of the president's legal team. On social media this week, President Trump has assailed the special counsel, which is seeking to determine the extent of contact between Russians and Trump associates during the 2016 U.S. presidential election, as well as whether Mr. Trump tried to obstruct the criminal investigation. Russian ambassador to Britain says London has blamed Russia with poisoning a former Russian spy and his daughter in the city of Salisbury. Alexander Yakovenko said British authorities have offered no evidence.
Unfortunately, 18 days have passed since the day of the incident, and we have not received any official information from the Foreign and Commonwealth Office or police on the investigation thereof. The British authorities refused to provide samples of the chemical substance.
Sergei Skripal and his daughter were allegedly exposed to a nerve agent on March the 4th and remain hospitalized in critical condition. Yakovenko claims the Russian government has zero connection to the poisoning incident and said the British government has refused to cooperate with Russia on the investigation. The U.S. Senate has approved a $1.3 trillion spending plan that will fund the U.S. federal government through September the 30th. With midterm elections looming in November, the bill likely marks the final time Capitol Hill considers major legislation this year. The measure fulfills President Trump's vow to boost military spending, but provides funding for limited parts of his immigration agenda. The bill includes a 2.4% pay raise for military personnel. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama.
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanier. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay tuned, because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. So just relax and let's start the ball rolling. Later on this great show, Liberian music sensation Kubazi is going to be my guest. So I want you to stay around because this young man is going places. But right now, let's start off with a brand new cut from Sierra Leone's LXG, and that is Dino D. And right after that, All Over by Tiwa Savage of Nigeria, and Hallelujah by Diamond Platinum of Tanzania featuring Morgan Heritage. But right now, let's tune up to LXG of Sierra Leone in Dino D, brand new court.
Don't waste time but to do like so. because of you, eh? I get to go strong. This feeling got me falling. I get tired of something they do me for body, oh.
beautiful music by Diamond Platinum of Tanzania featuring Morgan Heritage, and before that, All Over by Tiwa Savage of Nigeria, and Dino Day by Sierra Leone's LXG, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington. Remember, my guest today is Liberian music sensation Kobazi. He will be here later on the show. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America. More good music. Afro is our next track. Manny Martin of Rwanda, featuring the great Eddie Kenzo of Uganda. And right after that, Dana News, the sound of Liberian-born Scientific. And Youssou N'Dour of Senegal, featuring Nene Cherry in 7 seconds. But Afro right now from East Africa's Manny Martin of Rwanda and Eddie Kenzo of Uganda.
world.
DJ Sly.
Need I say more? Y'all will lack it.
Just cheers for the moment. Thought it was over. What's a rap for to a Range Rover? Then I'm a business if you a soldier. What are y'all drinking? Drinks or y'all sober? No case. Signs. Run the city alive. Three is a cross, so two will survive. The hit in the king has arrived. Choose one. There's some men and ways to die. Baccarat Bonnie. Yo, what's up? Got me fresh to death from a new haircut. Off in the whip with my homie Moses. The black Camaro. Ain't hard to know where it's at. I'm here. Forever gonna kill, boy. White T Blaha. When a man boy the dog. She borrow shoe for a friend. Scrapper eating gari. The whole country on scrap. Senator riding keke. She wearing Brazilian hair. Forever gonna kill, boy. White T Blaha. When a man boy the dog. She borrow shoe for a friend. Scrapper eating gari. The whole country on scrap. Senator riding keke. Me and me got nice chicks. You and you pot, they are the tightest. Cut it up, maybe I might just. You elk none righteous. Ballin', baby, L.I.B. ladies. Y'all stole my heart and the love for Mercedes. Ah, who? Stella Maris, get one black beauty. Africa, she not for fun, now they call up for you. G.H., Naja. Whether Shoki or Akaida, dance like they won't be revival. Any artist won't remix Aquaba. Wilson the noodles, bring chow. Hangovers, no headaches, ching chow. Ah, Science Nation, we ruling. Making his be the class that I'm shooting. Wearing Brazilian hair. Forever gonna kill, boy. White T Blaha. When a man boy the dog. She borrow shoe for a friend. Scrapper eating gari. The whole country on scrap. Senator riding keke. DJ Sly, he's so fly. About to blow up and reach for the sky. Team Scientific, where you at? Kyla, Stevie, Archie, and DJ Lies. DJ Blue, you still my bribe. JMK, you know where we heading. Dunn Studio, my second home. Y'all next door, homie, more hits coming. She wearing Brazilian hair. Forever gonna kill, boy. White T Blaha. When a man boy the dog. She borrow shoe for a friend. Scrapper eating gari. The whole country on scrap. Senator riding keke.
Hey ladies, we in the building right now. My name is Unstoppable DJ Sly. Triple Stop DJ. Alright ladies, let's wind it to the ground. Go down low, wind it to the ground. Bring it back up, bring it back up. African style, dance to the beat. American style, I said dance to the beat. Caribbean style, dance to the beat, dance to the beat. Dubai style, dance to the beat. London style, I said dance to the beat, dance to the beat. Asia style, whine it, sexy lady, whine it. Break it down, break it down, whine it. Turn it up, bitch up, beat it. Well, let's beat.
Child is born into
Of Senegal and Nene Cherry in this beautiful old piece, 7 seconds. And right before that was Dana News, The Sound of Scientific from Liberia, and Afro by Mani Martin of Rwanda and Eddie Kenzo of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington. My guest later on the show is Kobazi, the Loma boy from Liberia. Stay tuned.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
March 4, radical are coming and it is we explode.
And it's good to be back. This is the African beat on The Voice of America. And now with this latest cut from Freedom Cry Records in Ghana, thank you very much, Carl, for sending in this great song. And it's titled Feeling by I, Judah and Samini of Ghana.
You're something that moved me, and I give thanks to God for this feeling. Something that moved me, for my inside girl, this feeling. You're something that moved me, yes, I give thanks to God for this feeling. I'm gonna spend a lot of money for you. I already proved to me you're not a material girl. You mad me and nothing we make you do. You bring meaning to my life, so I'ma take you around the world. True love and I no lie, come and sit up by my side. Swear to God, me not gonna make you cry. Are you my love, me can't deny. Come and sit up by my side. Oh yeah. Something that moved me, from my inside, girl, it's feeling. You're something.
never make me have a fun thing. Me my bedroom but it's a messy. No way. I want you to remind me of the mess. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Bet you make you do everything with your man, yeah. Me don't be the one you need with me, baby.
You're something above me, and I give thanks to God for this feeling. Something above me, from my inside, girl, it's feeling.
You're something above me,
yes, I give thanks to God for this feeling.
You got your swag on, you look clean, and the way you step, fireball, fireball. Maybe you be the icon. I never give up on you, girl, I go fight. Sit up by my side. Said to God, man, I'm gonna make you cry. And you may love me, can't deny. Come and sit up by my side.
God, no. The girl be the Juliet, I make the radical Romeo. Yeah, you all equal and diamond. Come and sweet, sweet, purple lampo. Something
else. You've just listened to Feeling by I. Judah, featuring Samini from Ghana. Courtesy of Freedom Cry Records in Accra, Ghana. When I come back, my guest, Kubazi from Liberia, will be right here. So stay tuned for that and don't go away. I am David Van Leer from The Voice of America in Washington.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Van Leer.
African big listeners and fans out there, welcome to your super show. And I am David Van Leer here in Washington. And today, my guest is the young and talented music sensation from Liberia. And that is Kubazi. Welcome to the African Beat, Kubazi.
It's a pleasure, you know. I'm so speechless being here today.
Never. Why are you always so shy? Look at me, man. Talk to me.
Not, you know, when you hop it, you overjoyed it.
Okay.
Where you come here, you're listening.
You know, I saw you doing a video on Facebook and I said, he can sing so well, but it's like he's a very shy guy.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, it's good to welcome you here to The Voice of America for the first time.
Yeah.
I know your songs have been blasting on the African beat. And I said, when will I see these guys? When I knew you were in the States, I said, wow, this is my time.
Appreciate it.
Let me get this guy to come in.
Yeah, yeah.
So, as young as you are, man, you are hitting the nails on the head. You are making headlines in the music industry.
Well, we have to take steps. You know, Liberia is all we have. Nobody is going to make it better for us if we as citizens don't come out and push for ourselves, you know. So this is where I was called. This is what I want to do, where people will remember me by.
All right. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm Koti D. Bazi. I'm the last. I was born in Vonjema, City Lofa County. That is a part of Liberia, or county in Liberia. We are the Loma tribes, you know. I graduated 2009 from our high school, St. Michael Kelly High School. Then I went to the university. I graduated 2015.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why do they call you the Loma boy?
Because I'm a Loma man. My parents are both Loma, so I'm a Loma man.
Okay.
Yeah, so I decided
Loma is a tribe, right?
It's a tribe, so I decided to represent my tribe.
Okay, okay. Yeah. That sounds interesting. You've been in music for how long?
This year is making it 2 years.
No, you kidding?
Yeah.
Just 2 years?
Yeah. Basically, 2 years this year.
Make it professionally, 2 years. For 2 years, and now you are, everybody in Liberia talking about Kubazi?
Yeah. 2 years.
What was the journey like?
When I was in the university, first of all, let me say a very big thank you to God for giving me this opportunity. And I have this, my bigger brother, every time I was singing in the university, and he says, say you love doing music, you know, why don't you go do a track? You know, and I said, okay, when I got through with my thesis defense, you know, it was August 2015. So I said, I will try. And let me say, shout out to my brother QB, may his soul rest in peace.
Yeah,
all
Quincy
this
B.
Quincy,
Quincy
it was
B.
not because of him.
Rest in peace,
it was
Quincy.
Never going to happen because he gave me the opportunity. And as I went to the studio, you know, I said, I wanted to do a song. I didn't even have the correct money. And Quincy said, I will give you an opportunity. And Quincy recorded me. It was Bali on Target from there. And that just happened.
Okay, well, you know, we're going to start with one of your songs right now. We're going to play one of your songs. Mm-hmm. And I know you're going to perform that song for me right here in the studio. And that is Daja. Is it Daja?
Yeah.
Daja. What is Daja?
It means me and you. Daja means me.
Me and you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, we're coming to talk about that. But let's enjoy the song right now and see Kubazi in this song.
The music just turns me off.
I'm on board with the Lama Swath. Come on and go check. Come on and go check. Come on and go check.
Ah,
I want that body. I need a party. I want a party. I need your party. I'll be all over you. I don't wanna hear it. I'll be kissing your lips. We be smoking the juice. I'll be kissing your lips. We can take it from the sofa. It's 2 in the morning. We can take it to the bay. Then I will kiss your lips. The way you want it, you got me screaming. I know it's me, but maybe we can do it like Valentine. Baby, I'm feeling you. The way you just kissing me.
Daja, meaning me and you. Beautiful song. And I like the tempo of the song. And you know, you appear as very cool, and that's the way you sing also. But you know, when you were putting this song together, Daja, me and you, what were you thinking about?
Basically, I sing for everybody, basically the youth, the old. I like for people to relate to my music. And I was singing for a beautiful woman, you know.
Ah.
Yeah, that woman you have who appreciates you, who you go out, she's there to comfort you. That's why I say me and you, you know.
That's like my wife, you know, me and my wife.
Your wife,
me and you.
Yeah.
That's you, Mary. Me and you.
Yeah, you and Mom Mary, yeah. So that's what it's about. And Daja is my trap, Loma. I mean, me and you. You know, so so that what I mean. Say, Daja, gele besuiva, you know, gazazue vama, gele ga fano peke, and when I will not leave you, I will die for you. You're always there for me.
There so, you go. Yeah. I'm sure the Loma people will be screaming their heads out right now. Daja, me and you. All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And today my guest is the young sensation from Liberia, and that is Kobazi, the Loma boy. We're going to play another song called Shut Up. But just before we come to that, when you were talking earlier, you mentioned Quincy B. I did not meet Quincy, but one of my colleagues, Heather Maxwell, who is the host and producer of Music Time in Africa, met Quincy when she went to Liberia sometime last year. And when we got the news that Quincy has passed, you know, it was shocking for us because I listened to songs that Quincy actually produced. And I played those songs. And man, this young man was becoming an icon in the music industry. Not just for Liberia, but for Africa. He was such a brain. May his soul rest in peace. I know you worked with him. You worked quite a lot with him. Like you said, your first song was produced by him.
First, second, you know. Third.
Wow.
He was basically a brother to me. Basically, I cannot and I will not forget him always. He always, you know, when we go to the studio, I don't get it right. He would say, if you don't get it right, you're not going to leave.
You're not going
to
leave.
He would lock me up in the studio and say, you have to record that song. And
you have to get it right.
You have to get it right.
Wow.
Oh, he produced my first hit song. Fakao, he produced that. That was my first hit song he produced. You know, that matter of fact, when I met him, I did Ballet on Target. Then my second song was Fakao.
Fakao. And Fakao became the hit.
Hit.
So, all right. So. Okay. And so now, the next song you're going to perform for us is Shut Up. Shut Up. That is, it's very strong. That's a very strong word. Tell us about this.
People criticize you when they don't know what you go through. They don't know those circumstances, those difficulties, rather, you are faced with as artists, as individuals, you know, as anybody, you know. So I'm not just singing for myself. I'm singing for everybody, you know. People will not know you when you're nobody. They will not be there for you. They will not help you. But when you become, when you're trying to be positive, you're trying to help yourself do something, then they come up to criticize you, say negative things about you. So that's what I say. If you don't know what I go through, you don't know my story, if you cannot help me to help my life become a better one, push me, then shut up.
That one that is so true. But you know, the road to success is not always smooth.
I know.
You may have encountered some bumps on the way. Can you give me one or two instances?
First of all, let me say Liberian music is thriving. We are not there right now. We put in all, you know, as artists, we sacrifice a lot. We go to the studio. We don't have those studios as compared to other countries. We don't have the market, you know. We don't have those media, you know, platforms. And we struggle as artists, and people don't respect that, you know. First of all, people used to think that music is just for those, you know,
for dropouts.
Dropouts.
Especially the arts. When you do the arts, when you're an artist, they think it's just for dropouts.
Dropouts. And that's why I tried to prove them wrong. You know, I said that, you know, we're trying to prove them wrong. Basically, all the artists right now, they are trying, they are, you know, struggling, they are working hard because they want to make sure Liberia. I always say this, it's just a matter of time and opportunity. Those artists, respect to them in Africa, but they're not better than us. We can be more than them. Because one thing that we are different, we have our own unique sound. We have our own sound that nobody in Africa can duplicate. That is the Kolokwa.
Okay.
I can speak like Nigerian person, you know.
For them to come and speak like you.
To Kolokwa, to sing like a Kolokwa person is hard. So
That's
I can sing right now, sound like Davido. I can sing, sound like Whiskey, but I don't think Whiskey will sound like me in Akoloqua, so that's a gift for us, you know.
That's a gift for you.
So they are, you know, so that's why I just say, you don't know where Liberian music is going. Don't talk.
Don't talk. All right, so let's get the song right now. Kobazi is going to do this song. And if you know, you don't know what is going on, please. That's the song. Shut up.
You know, people talk like they know you,
and they don't even know you. Still not shine, drop the
beat. Lucky Paul.
They would never know you when you're nobody. They would never hurt you when you need anybody. You don't know what I've been through, yeah. You don't know what I go through. Shut up, if you don't know my story. Shut up if you don't know my story.
Don't know nothing.
Please shut up if you don't know my story.
Don't know, don't know my story.
Shut up if you don't know, if you don't know.
If you don't know nothing about
me. Shut up. What kind of life is this? Everybody got something to say. They don't want to help, but they want to criticize you. But me, I know my time has come. Do anything, cause I would walk from the morning to the night, cause I work for it,
I work for it,
I would chill every day, I sweat for it,
oh,
shut up if you don't know my story,
don't know,
oh, shut up if you don't know my story,
don't know nothing,
shut up if you don't know my story,
don't know,
shut up if you don't know. Mama, oh, gala mama, oh yeah. Galo niveza, na subela le. Anila na gago feya, begi yama, yama, oh. Ekeya, ekeya, la sapato koni, oh. What we've been through every day.
Every day, every day, every day.
Do you know what we go through? You want to
talk,
oh. Shut up if you don't know my story. Don't know my story.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't know nothing.
Please shut up. Don't know my story.
Don't know. Don't know my story.
Shut up. Don't know. If you don't know.
Don't know nothing.
They will never know you when you're nobody.
Nobody.
They will never hurt you when you need anybody.
Oh yeah.
You don't know what I've been through. Yeah. You don't know what I go through. Shut up if you don't know my story.
Don't know if you don't know.
Shut up if you don't know my story.
Don't know nothing.
Shut up if you don't know my story.
Don't know if you don't know my story.
Shut up if you don't know. If you don't know.
Don't know nothing.
Shut up if you don't know my story.
Don't know.
Shut up if you don't know my story. But it will never change, you know. They will always say shut up, but we not stop us. We still keep doing what we love. R-R-P-Q-B. Just know that queen, I love you, bro. Shut up.
Yes, 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 yes. Shut up. That's a strong one, a strong one. And it's done for us by this young, talented Kubazi from Liberia. All right. Very shortly, I'm going to let you go. But I was watching your video. You know, you put out a live video wearing, you know, it's like you were stressed out. Something was bothering you. But I'm not going to look into all of that. Oh. I'm going to look into a little girl that you have. You say you have a daughter.
Yeah.
Come on now. Let's talk about this beautiful queen, this little princess of yours.
Yeah. She, first of all, let me say a very big thank you again. You know, children are gifts from God. And the best decision I ever made was to keep her. She has changed my life in a positive way. I'm where I am today is God, and because of her also.
What's her name?
Sonina, you know.
Sonina.
Yeah, basically, wow. A lot of my songs, you hear her name in it, you know. She's my best friend. She's reason I'm struggling. I always say this, I want tomorrow when she grew up that people will tell her your dad started this, and she will be proud. I don't want her saying that I want to be like this person. I want her to be like me. You know, even though children have their own
they have their own way.
Yeah, but I want her to say, my dad is my role model. You know, that's what I wanted. Even she's not following my footsteps, but let me be an example to her. Let me be an example to her. And it hurts me when I see a lot of kids are suffering, you know, and they don't have family, they don't have parents, because I have a daughter. I know how it feels.
And so where do you think, you know, Sonina, we love you, and, you know, we're thinking about you here. Lots of love. One day we'll see you, okay? So before you go, where do you think you are expecting to see yourself, the Kobasi, the musician, your kind of music? I know you are a graduate. You say you have a BSc, right?
In accounting and management.
In accounting and management. And, man, you have to start talking about this money thing. You know, and you did that. Your passion is the music. So where do you see yourself in the next 5 years as Kobasi the musician? Not Kobasi the accountant, but Kobasi the musician.
I want to do something positive, obviously, that will be remembered by. I want to leave a legacy, you know. I want to cross, you know, break barriers, you know. I want to cross breaches, you know. But first of all, you can have the passion. I cannot do it alone. I need the support of everybody. Right now, the music, I'm not saying I'm a better person, but I trust myself. I know that all I want, I always say this, what I want from you is just give me the beat and I can sing on it. You just give me a beat. So we just need the explosion as Liberian artists. We need people from everywhere watching to come and support us, to, you know, invest in us. We can be that person too. You know, we can reach there. Liberia has so many artists, you know, so many artists.
All right, well, yeah. I know you are still around in the United States, and you will definitely come back, and we're looking forward to the new songs. I see that you are in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to some of the new songs that are going to be put together here in the States, and hope whenever you're done with that, Voice of America will be the first to hear.
Definitely, they will be. They have to be.
All right. Well, once again, I want to thank you very much. And thanks to all of our fans that are listening. And I hope that we're all having a wonderful time. Drink on Me. Yes, Drink on Me is the song. And that's what we're going to climax with. And you love to say bye-bye to your fans.
Yeah, first of all, let me say a very big thank you to you for giving me the opportunity. It's a dream come true. I appreciate it. Shout out to LRB Music. Shout out to the legends, you know, before. You have to respect those musicians before, you know, that were there, that paved the way. Scientific, all those guys, I respect them, because if it wasn't because of them, we're not here today. And there are a lot of, let me say this to all Liberians watching, you know, there are all Africans, there are a lot of kids in Liberia who are not going to school right now that we are working on. And I pray you can support, help them send a girl child to school. And stop slavery too. I watch the news every day. Those things in Libya, I feel depressed, because we are the same. And nobody's going to make Africa better if we don't stand for ourselves. I don't know what the leaders are doing, but they have to come forward and stop this. So thank you for having me here. So
all right. Well, thank you very much, Kobasi. And to all of you out there, I want to say thank you for joining us today on the African Beat. Till we meet again, I am David Vandy here in Washington. And I will leave you now on behalf of my guest, Drink on Me. And that's a beautiful tune performed here by Kobasi live in Studio 4 at The Voice of America. Peace.
Hello, my boy. See, I see. You can take anything on me. You can drink anything on me. You can even call your friends if you drink on me. You can drink anything on me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The pony by here, Kabahia now. Money by here, Kabahiana, yeah, yeah. Money by here, Kabahiana, yeah. Money by here, Kabahiana, yeah. Hello, baby, can I know you? Hello, Sonina, I wanna hold you. I respect the fact that you got everything on your own. I'm not trying to brag about anything I do for you, girl. Promise I'll be front, dunk to dunk. The feeling giving me is deja vu. Girl, you're rolling with the dunk cardio. I'm the one you come calling on. Promise I'll be front, dunk to dunk. The feeling giving me is deja vu. Girl, you're rolling with the dunk cardio.
Girl, you running with the junk on you. Mama, when you come running, oh, yeah.
You can take anything on me.
You can take anything on.
You can drink anything on me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can even call your friends again.
Bitch, you're more than we pour it on the beat, boy, shoot fist. The money pie, yeah, to spend it, I know, okay, so, yeah. Kill it. When the brabby then run off on the table, you would notice.
Brabby then run, brabby then run.
My picking get away, picking get away.
I cannot
move the car. She rolling with a shiggy bar that I can check to spend the paper.
Spending the moko, yeah. Spending the moko,
yeah. Yeah. Big boys on the shisha. She feeling my go gaga. She won't operate with a B shot.
She won't can operate. She won't can operate. Yeah.
You can take anything on me.
You can take anything on me.
You can drink anything on me.
Oh, baby.
You can even call your friends again. June up for me, you're a ho. Bazi da bluffé, for your penny. I will empty my pocket. You gotta worry. I don't want you to worry. Anything you want, just ask me. Let me take you to Bolivar. Oh, yeah. We can go to Angeles. Oh, yeah. Then we go to Mrs. Fire. Oh, yeah. Then we go to Golden Gate. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Begin at tunes like beard.com.